This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. On the CBS Evening News last night, anchor Dan Rather made a statement that no journalist ever wants to make.
It was a mistake. CBS News deeply regrets it. Also, I want to say personally and directly, I'm sorry.
Rather and CBS News were forced to admit that memos they included in a broadcast on the 8th of September about President George Bush's service in the Texas Air National Guard were apparent forgeries. That's something many other news organizations concluded more than a week ago. So why did it take CBS so long to back down? Alex Chadwick spoke with Slate's media critic Jack Schaefer for his view.
Jack Schaefer, you write in Slate that one problem here may be that journalists, a lot of them, and especially investigative reporters, once they commit to a version of events or a point of view, they have trouble changing their minds. That's a normal human foible, but wouldn't you think journalists would kind of learn to get over that?
Well, investigative reporters are supposed to be the outriders here. They're supposed to push the limits. They're supposed to search for secret knowledge, and they become all wound up like a religious fanatic when they're chasing a story. In the case of the CBS story, Mary Mapes, the producer in charge of the story, had been working the story for 5 years. And investigative reporters especially tend to fall down the rabbit hole and be sort of consumed with belief. What you need is a good editor to pull an investigative reporter back and make the story accurate.
You also write that far from being put off by criticism, investigative reporters often expect it, and when people complain about their stories, they take that as confirmation that they're right.
An investigative reporter like Mapes has been banging her head against a story like this for 5 years, people telling her that memos don't exist, we can't find them, and it's her great gotcha moment. You know, she's had to leap over the doubts of her producers and other sources in order to get the story, and then when readers and competing media outlets doubt her story, she says, well, I've heard all that before, and it's a kind of confirmation.
Last night on CBS, Dan Rather interviewed the person who gave CBS these documents, and that man told Rather in an interview that he had named his source for CBS. All along, CBS has said that they had confidence in the chain of control of these documents. Why didn't CBS go to that person who was named as the original source of the documents? That was mystifying to me.
In today's New York Times, they said that they tried to contact him and could not. But if you go back and you look at the fossil record on this, you see that CBS's story about its confidence of the origin and the provenance of the documents sort of shifts depending on whether it's a spokesman, whether it's a reporter, and who's speaking for CBS. So I think that's one of the things that we'll find out in the coming days, exactly who told what when. I don't think we know right now.
A lot of people are saying Dan Rather should go. Today in Slate, you say no.
Yeah, Dan Rather is primarily a newsreader for 60 Minutes Wednesday, which is where this segment appeared. I mean, he has some editorial input, but it was not completely Dan Rather's fault. And everybody knows that Dan Rather's a horse's ass. If being a horse's ass is a cause for dismissal, then I guess I'll have to leave my job. I suggest that they give him another year and allow him to put in some safeguards and do some re-education of both himself and of the institution, and then ask him to leave then.
I'll just note that we get analysis and opinion from Jack Schaefer. He writes the Press Box column for Slate. Thank you, Jack.
Glad to be here.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.